I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We're the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
It's ETF of the week time with Tom Lydon. Tom is editor of ETF Trends. He's the president of Global Trends Asset Management. And if you want more information, it's ETFTrends.com. Follow them on Twitter at ETF Trends. You can also follow Tom personally on Twitter, where he is at Tom Lydon. But the idea here is not just to necessarily say, go buy this ETF, here it is. It's really to tell you how it fits into your portfolio. And that's important because there may be great ideas, but they have to have the right place in your portfolio as well. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Hey, thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the DBX Trackers Harvest CSI 300 A Shares Fund. And the ticker is ASHR.
ASHR, the DBX Trackers Harvest CSI 300 A Shares Fund. There is a lot there. And the interesting side is the CSI is China. And it's not in the name, but that's what it is about. So we are talking about a China fund. Why China now? I mean, is it just that, hey, there's been this really good run?
Well, there are a lot of good reasons about the fundamentals of China, Chuck, but this is another case in the ETF world where there's an ETF now that gives you closer exposure to shares that are actually traded in China. Up until this point, that hasn't been the case. We really haven't had feet on the ground, but we know a few things. China is a large market, so it's one of the largest as far as world total market capitalization. But foreign investors have had limited direct access to China stocks in the form of A-shares. Really, it's been limited to only people who live in China. But what China has done is they've seen that there's opportunities, and they began working to allow more direct access from foreign investors. What the Deutsche Bank folks have done in creating this ETF is they've got a partnership with a company called the Harvest Group. It's an advisor who has a specific license to be able to trade shares on the Shanghai Exchange. And that's really, really important. So they have access that your average investors don't. So now the first ETF in the U.S. available to get A-shares is this Deutsche Bank Harvest ETF.
Folks hear A-shares, and I think they think A-shares, like I own a mutual fund, and it's got A, B, and C shares. That's not what we're talking about here.
That's right. It's much different. A-shares really refer to shares that are traded directly on the Shanghai and Shenzhen exchanges. And this fund actually takes up almost 80% of the capitalization of the indexes that make up those shares. So you really couldn't get much closer living outside the U.S. to have access directly to China, which for many, we've had access in so many different ways, through funds, through Chinese companies, through ETFs, but now you've got the closest access ever. And as you point out, yes, China has been moving lately. From a fundamental standpoint, we've got a growing middle class. We actually have seen some stability in volatility, which has also been nice. But there's also the currency component, which comes into account, and it's nice to be able to actually have these trade within the local renminbi currency as opposed to having the currency devaluation that can potentially come with that.
Let's talk about how this fits into a portfolio, because as you pointed out, you've had plenty of ways to get China exposure, and whether you've sought it out directly or not, there's a pretty good chance you've got it in your international funds. You certainly have some of it in your emerging markets funds. So how does this fund fit into a portfolio, and how do we make sure it plays nicely with everything else?
That's a great question, Chuck. So here's what most investors should be doing. as you take your international component, now this is your equity component of stocks outside the U.S., and today almost 60% of stock market capitalization is outside the U.S., so you should have a general idea of how you're invested into what countries or regions, number one. Very easy to do that in tools that we have at ETF Trends and also at Morningstar. But number two, let's just say your invested allocation outside the U.S. is 25% China, which wouldn't scare the average investor. You may want to replace a portion of that China allocation with this A-shares fund because you get a diversification in currency exposure, but also a diversification in greater access to these exchanges. How much is that going to be? I mean, if you've got 25% allocation to China, make sure at least 5% of your allocation, no matter how long you hold it, is in the A-shares fund.
And this is a long-term hold. This is not, hey, China's been riding a trend, so go do it. This is, China is the world's second largest economy, and everybody thinks it's going to be there. So you are laying this down and holding this regardless, or is this still 200-day moving average?
No, I think so. Again, we're just getting started. And since most China investments go through Hong Kong, you don't always see the correlation between A-shares and general China investing. So we're going to learn a lot as we look at the correlation of this ETF. It had one of the best launches in years with over $100 million in a matter of days invested in it. So we feel strongly that the liquidity is there. We know the folks at Deutsche Bank very closely, and they put a lot of time and effort into it. We're actually doing a webcast later this week on this specific ETF. I think the doors are opening for China and foreign investment, which is great. But the folks at DB or Deutsche Bank, really, hats off to them for what they've done, being able to have first access.
Yeah, it is a very interesting fund because it's not your ordinary, hey, let's invest in a foreign country, but not necessarily be on the ground there. It is the DB Xtrackers Harvest CSI 300 A-Shares Fund. Ticker symbol ASHR, the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon, the president of Global Trends Asset Management, editor of ETF Trends. For more information, go to ETFTrends.com. Follow him on Twitter at ETF Trends. Tom, it's always a pleasure.
Thanks, Chuck.
There is much more to go on the Thursday edition of Money Life. The big interview is next, and it'll occur right after these messages.